combos. So the music department is presenting their jazz combos recital. And for more information, you can contact Seacoast Jazz Society at sjsjazz@gmail.com. Or you can go to their website, which is www.seacoastjazz.org. All right.
I went to UNH to see Anything Goes at the Johnson Theater just last week, and it was awesome.
It was awesome.
The dancing, the tap dancing, oh my God, the music was brilliant. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a tough show to do because it's got all that patter language and everything.
You know,
Anything Goes, very, very talky. But the young people did a fabulous job, and the tap dancing, they had the entire cast up there. And if somebody misses, you can hear it because it's tap.
Right
on the money. They were fabulous. So I was really impressed with the quality of the art there. So that's kind of cool to know because I like good theater. And it was good to know that I can just go up the block and check it out.
You can. So. Actually, we have a lot of good theater. We have an equity theater. Seacoast Rep is a professional equity theater.
Oh, wow.
We have
good
resident actors and directors. And then we also have down the block from it, we have... the Players Ring, which a lot of the equity actors go over there and help out there. What they do is produce local playwrights. So people here write plays, and the play is shown at the Players Ring, and the Players Ring splits the profits. Mm. I think even 60-40, where the playwright gets the bulk of
the proceeds.
Again,
supporting the arts. Yeah. And I love it up here. I will tell you that it is. People up here are much more conscious of the value of arts in the community, of what it does to make this place a wonderful place to be. When I was living in Virginia, and I didn't feel the consciousness on the same level. I mean, you had stuff in D.C., and I'm not saying that they didn't do some things, but up here, I just feel
the
consciousness.
We need to live up here.
Yeah, a lot more about what's going on and people really supporting each other in the music and in genres that are not quite mainstream. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that I really find useful because I have a little story. John Jackson, who was a blues player, you may remember John Jackson. Okay, he passed away a couple of years ago. My girlfriend, Lucille Jackson Ball, her name's Lucille Ball now. She's a blues player who used to live at John Jackson's house. Mm-hmm. And he taught her how to play, and she plays.
Oh, wow.
I know, awesome. Anyway, John Jackson was a grave digger. And he has a family business. He and his son had a family business, and they did grave digging. And he would go to the Kennedy Center, the Kennedy Center and play, and then come home and dig graves for a living. Because he knew that in his genre, he probably could never make a real living that was, you know, to support a family and all that kind of stuff. And I just thought that was so interesting that to the day, you know, up till the very end, he kept that business another group is Sweet Honey in the Rock, Bernice Johnson Reagan.
Yep.
She talks a lot about how do you become a part-time professional? How do you maintain your level of professionalism when you, because of our society and culture, have to do other work?
Yeah.
And it's very difficult, but you can do it. And it does not denigrate your work if you're also doing other things. And you can do other things well,
but
it doesn't make you a less accomplished player just because our country doesn't, you know, give you an apartment if you're a painter with good light, which they do in France.
Right.
So,
I've seen a couple of trends with this, and this isn't all the arts, is I've seen people take a lot of experiences that maybe they wouldn't have signed up for out of their other work life, out of their day job, out of their grave dig thing, and have it infuse their music, which becomes, you know, phenomenal, which actually helps the music to a whole other level. And in some cases, I've seen that where it kind of it gives us this extra element of soul and insight and relatability that maybe if you had the artist grant and the fabulous apartment and you didn't have to necessarily do anything else, you might not be able to. You might be going out looking for that experience.
Without question. However,
so
I wish there was a little more support.
Right. The other trend I see too is that, and this is part of my impetus behind it. There are a lot of reasons I do this show. Literally a million reasons. But one of the things that, you know, I see people achieve these levels of success and wealth and fame doing terrible pop music. There's times like just awful, awful stuff. And I thought, you know, I really just see so much talent and soul in my own community and the musicians that, you know, it really, fame doesn't line up with talent. And it would be nice if it did. And I'd like to see that happen. But in the meantime, I'd just like to have people be able to listen to it.
Right. Well, sometimes fame lines up with talent, but not always. The problem, too, that people forget when you've been around a while, you realize that when you hear the older music, we're only playing the very best.
Mm.
When you're in the new music, it's you know, 90% of it's bad. But right. let me just tell you, back mm-hmm. in the 60s and 70s, 90% of it was bad, too.
Right.
We just don't hear that anymore. We only hear the cream of the crop.
Well, the thing is, too, is when you love a genre like blues, like I have the same physical response to blues that many people have to rock and roll. I have it to rock and roll, but I have it even more so to blues.
I do, too.
And it's I'm not a sad person. People say, oh, is it sad? No. It's just I get happy and energized, and I love blues.
Me, too.
And so when you love a certain genre that's not the popular genre, too, the people that are, you know, become big to you, become like, you know, household names to you, aren't household names to everyone.
Absolutely.
You know, like I'm like, you know, what do you mean Lady Gaga? What about Howlin' Wolf? You know, mm-hmm. people who lived a century ago.
What about
ago?
Mississippi John Hurt? Come on, Mississippi
I play
John
him.
Hurt.
I play his DC recording.
I know one of his songs. Do you? Can I play one of his
yeah,
songs?
Yeah, let's okay. hear some of that.
Because that's how I kind of learned how to play. My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. When starlight shines, I call her mine. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. Well, I'm satisfied, tickled too. I'm old enough to marry you, 'cause I'm satisfied. Gonna get you back, yeah, I'm satisfied, tickled too. I'm old enough to marry you, 'cause I'm satisfied. It's gonna get you back, first in the country, then in town. I was told I ought to shake it from my navel on down. Satisfied. Gonna get you back, yeah, I'm satisfied, tickled too. I'm old enough to marry you, I'm satisfied. It's gonna get you back. Why don't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make it so your true love will never go. Little Mississippi John Hurt medley there. There you go. That's how I learned how to play, was off
really?
That record.
Oh,
I
wow.
swear to God, that's how I learned how to play, right off that record.
He is amazing.
He was awesome. Yeah, he was awesome.
All right. I got a couple quick announcements here that I left up for. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Portsmouth Herald, your homepage, providing news and information for the greater Seacoast. You can get home delivery or ask a question at 888-736-4061 or on seacoastonline.com. We also get support from Water Street Bookstore in Exeter. For over 20 years, raising and serving passionate readers in the Seacoast communities of New Hampshire and presenting author events and a new membership program, waterstreetbooks.com. All right. Pixie Wells.
I couldn't help it. I had to do Mississippi John Hurt because it's a blues show, and that's
absolutely,
you know, I come from that background of that's how I learned, was that kind of picking was what was really happening when I was young. And I like to mix genres. I said I'm a renegade acoustic player, and that's my genre is acoustic renegade. And one of the songs I like to do is you hear the Beatles done bluegrass style all the time. You know how they do a lot of that. But I had never heard a Rolling Stones song done bluegrass style, so I decided to do one. And I just thought this was cool. I've never heard it done this way before, but I made it up. So
which song is it?
As Tears Go By.
Nice.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch those children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I wanna hear those children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. Sit and watch as tears go by. It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch those children play, doing things I used to do when things were new. I sit and watch as tears go by. Tears go by. Tears go by.
Love it. I love it.
It's kind of awesome, I gotta say. I love doing them different, you know, covers that are just a little different.
Yeah, so yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Would you like to, Brixie Wells, would you do my weather for me?
I'll be more than happy
to do
your
weather. That would be so cool.
Is it cold? Oh, my God. Is it cold?
I know. You got to get through that part of it. But then there's a happy ending because it happens to just end on Friday, and Friday it goes up a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, by our standards. It's 52. If once you live here for 5 years, 52 is going to start sounding a lot warmer to you than it does.
It's going to be flip-flop weather, right? 52 is going to be flip-flop weather. Like down south is 85, you wear flip-flops.
That's right.
That's
right. 52 barbecue. Uh-huh. All right. All right, you might have to come over here because it's kind of small on the monitor. But
here I come. Let me just take this off.
All right, so for those of you who missed the weather before, shame on you. That means you missed the first hour of Redhead Spins to Blues. But we forgive you. We're going to recap it for you right now. This is Brixie Wells on my weather. All right. So on this, they're calling Sunday because that's the official Veterans Day. So you can just skip that because that was actually yesterday. All right, I'll turn you on that right there.
Okay, here we go. I am your new weather girl. This is Brixie Wells, your new weather girl on WSCA. And Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 7-day forecast. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 47, 8 degrees Celsius. Okay, on Veterans Day. Mostly sunny, high 49. And tonight, believe it or not, chance of snow. Rain or snow, 50% chance, low 32. So it's going to be right at the freezing point. Watch that ice. Don't slip. Tuesday, we have a chance of rain or snow again, 40% chance, high 39. High 39? You're kidding me. Okay, I bet there's a low.
That's why
we really
didn't put the low
because
it was just people would be too sad.
And then Tuesday, mostly clear, low 22 degrees. Okay, I think I'm going to go to St. Croix on Tuesday. Wednesday, sunny, high 37. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low 26 degrees. Thursday, sunny, high 46. Low 30 on Thursday night. And then, as she mentioned, Friday, high 52, barbecue. And I'm going to pretend that I'm okay with all this weather. So, thanks.
All right. All right. And this is just the prediction. I mean, we don't, you know, we don't really know. It might not be as bad. As No, I actually, I grew up in New Jersey, New York area. But I, when I moved here, at the time I moved here, I had been living in New Bern and Wilmington, North Carolina for some years, I think for about 4 years. And my first winter up here was supposed to be a mild winter. Everybody told me it was a really mild winter. And I was freezing. I was shaking. I had millions of layers. My lips were blue. And my body had just adjusted to the southern weather. And then after that, I gradually got broken in. Now I'm broken in. I think this is normal. And if it gets over 85, I'm like famished by heat. Well, so it's true. Your body can get used to anything.
Well, but I had a roommate from Siberia, a young man who went in the Navy. He was a delightful young man. And when in Virginia, we had that just freak 2 feet of snow a few years ago.
Right,
remember, just this really big. He was so excited. He's outside shoveling everyone's walk. And he had said he didn't miss it at all, but you could tell he actually missed a lot of that cold weather. So that was kind of awesome.
Yeah. You know, it gets tied in with good memories, I guess, is what happened. You grow up and some of your childhood memories are tied in with these background things like big piles of snow, you know?
Well, I lived in Canton, New York when I was a little kid for a couple of years, and it would snow on my birthday on October 9th. 9th and my sister's birthday on May the 5th, because that's really by the Canadian border. And then I lived in Lexington, Massachusetts for my last year of high school. So I've had a taste of it, but I'm a Southerner by roots and by nature. I think I'm just kind of talkative and stuff, and I can put on a Southern accent real thick if you'd like to hear it, but I try not to. So anyway.
Well, I like that. When my time in the South, I would walk into a coffee shop and people would immediately start talking to me because they could see me and I was there. And to me, that's natural. I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see more of that in this area where people just talk to each other. And I think that's the way it should be. All right. Anything you want. How about you want to jump back into like something from down home, like circumstance? Or
I'd like to do a song. This one, I don't drink alcohol anymore and haven't for many, 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 many years since before I had my kids and everything, because I was allergic to alcohol. I would break out in handcuffs. You know, it just wasn't real good for me. And every once in a while, I'll hear something and it'll just strike me. And I heard a woman say this not too long ago, and I wrote this song, and she said, "Well, they poured me off the plane in Amarillo." And I thought, oh my God, that's got to be a song. I mean, okay, so I wrote the song, and I
they
used that.
They poured me off the plane in Amarillo.
I was like, how could you not write a song about that? It was just too perfect a line. So this is a song I wrote called Circumstances. Let's see, how does it go? Here we go. I really thought I had it all together when I packed my bags, headed for the door. But they poured me off the plane in Amarillo, 'cause I forgot that I'm not drinking anymore. Sometimes life's a lesson learned the hard way. Sometimes it's so easy you can't see. Blame it all on circumstance, our first kiss, that last dance. The only thing worth changing is me. Only thing worth changing is me. Well, we both knew our love was dying, and I wanted you to feel the pain. So I just kept on cheating, kept on lying, again and again and again. Sometimes life's a lesson learned the hard way. And sometimes it's so easy you can't see. Blame it all on circumstance, our first kiss or that last dance. The only thing worth changing is me. Only thing worth changing is me. Dance around it, stop the clock. Stop the clock, dance around it, make it stop. Really thought I had it all together when I packed my bags, headed for the door. But they poured me off the plane in Amarillo, 'cause I forgot that I'm not drinking anymore. And sometimes life's a lesson learned the hard way. And sometimes it's so easy you can't see. Blame it all on circumstance, our first kiss, but that last dance, the only thing worth changing is me. Changing, changing, the only thing worth changing is me. Changing, changing, the only thing worth changing is me.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Glad you liked it.
Brooksie Wells live. And if you've been shy, you know, you're running out of time here. You gotta call in. Brooksie's really, really warm and friendly to speak to. And I'm sure you can call. Even if you just want to say, hey, I'm really enjoying listening to it. You don't have to have anything earth shattering to say. We are at 603-430-9722. And you are welcome to call in live.
That would be great. I'd love to hear from somebody. That'd be awesome.
All right. Did we get a veteran song in here? I'm wondering, we've got a couple of songs left. You know, we've got Lost in the Music, Lily, Down South Blues, I guess.
We could dedicate Lily.
Lily.
And I'll tell you a little bit about the song Lily. Tom, my fiance, built the MASH hospital on the airfield at Katrina.
Wow.
When Katrina hit, the National Guard was called in. And obviously the Louisiana National Guard, you know, their houses were blown. You know, they had to deal with family and all of that stuff. So National Guard came in from all over the country. And I think Tom was with, I don't remember whether he was with Kentucky or California at the time. But anyway, he's an MD and he came in. He's a colonel. Yeah, he's a colonel in the National Guard. Anyway, he came in and they set up a field hospital. And that's, and it, you know, like this, remember the show MASH? It's kind of looked like that. They set up this field hospital just, and they started taking patients immediately. And doctors came from all over the country from the various National Guards. And the planes would fly in and they would triage and get them ready and take them out. And it was just kind of an awesome, awesome effort on their part. And it's when you see why we need a National Guard, why it's not just a state thing won't do it, because those poor people, their houses were underwater.
Right. They live here.
They live there. Right. You need somebody from another state coming in. And the planes would come in every hour and they would be like from Oregon, and they would be from Vermont, and they would be from New Hampshire, from wherever, coming in to help those people. Awesome, awesome effort from around the world. I mean, excuse me, from around the country and from all the different states. So that's when I'm like, hello, let's wake up to that. So that's Tom's. I just want to mention that because I thought that was kind of cool. But this song is actually about Katrina. What if you bought a house in New Orleans the day before Katrina hit?
And you know that happened. So I'm sure that somebody did.
I'm sure somebody did. I'm sure that somebody did. Wow. And I often don't write exactly a story, but in this song I did, I just decided to name the girl Lily. And I'd like you to play it off the record because Heather Hayes, who's my horn player, does some awesome horns on here. And it's just really kind of fun to hear the horns and the whole full production. And I'm a producer as well as a singer-songwriter.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So I produce my own records along with Julie McBrown. We co-produce. And I love to produce other artists, young artists who are coming up. I love to work with people. And I think making a record is different than playing a record. And it takes a different set of ears and you have to really work at it. And it takes, I started this a year and a half ago to get this record out, and I spent a lot of money, and I want people to understand that, you know, to hear the difference in a production, what production can really do for a record. So this song, Lily, has really full production, and Nancy Gardner's playing drums, Missy Raines is playing bass, and I hope you like it.
She had a friend in Albuquerque. She took a job there waiting tables. She didn't have much money, but she was willing and she was able. Well, Bobby worked construction downtown Manhattan. His brother was a fireman, lost his life in 9/11. Now when the memories got to, he knew he had to go, he hitched a ride to Albuquerque.
it just fine. How did they do it? I just love that song.
See, she really is here live.
Well, you know, just to hear the arrangement with the horns and everything, it's just so much fun.
Yeah.
And Lisa McCormick, who is in Brattleboro, Vermont, helped with the arrangement on that. And then Heather Hayes played the horns. Julian McBrown, who's also my co-producer, worked with me. And it was just great having all those background singers, you know. And those were the girls, the players. They all could sing. So I was like, hey, excellent. come on down. Let's sing these parts. I love making up parts, so it's just fun. Sometimes I do all my own parts, but sometimes I don't. So
that was our dedication. That goes out from both myself and Brooksy Wells to all the veterans out there. And thank you so much for your
dedication. One day at a time. That's how you do it. That's how you do it when you're out in the field, too. Apparently, you just got to keep plugging.
So what about this next one? Yeah, you want to tell us about Cotton Run a little bit?
This song was the lead single off my CD, Been There. I was actually nominated for Washington Music Award for this record and had the privilege of playing with a bunch of really great musicians. Because I decided after, you know, when my family kind of, you know, my husband left, he was a lot younger. He was a drummer. You know how they are. And but, you know, he's a good guy and we have two wonderful children. But I decided, you know, I could kill myself. I could buy a new car or I could make a record. And I decided to make a record and called in a lot of favors and ended up getting nominated for a Washington Music Award, which was kind of awesome.
Excellent.
For this. And this was the lead single off that CD. And it was when I first started dating again. And this was sort of an amalgam of different men who I had met when I was young and when I was older, who just had trouble making that commitment. You know, mm-hmm. You know, those kind of guys.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Hold on. Quick tuning.
While you're doing that, let me ask you, now your album Been There, would you say Been There would be an example of renegade acoustic, the hottest new genre out there?
Actually, I think that this album was really more straight country. Because I was living in Virginia, and the players that I knew, like Ricky Simpkins, who plays for Emmylou Harris and plays for a lot of people like that, are actually country musicians.
Okay.
So but I did put a couple of rock people on there, like Jeff Severson, who is a great acoustic guitar player who does a lot of production. So yes, as a matter of fact, I didn't know it at the time, but yes, I'd still say it's still renegade acoustic. Okay, I'm in tune now. This song's called Cut and Run. He came to her like an arrow in the dark. Saw the passion and the love in her heart. He promised her they'd never be apart. And she believed him. But then, like so many times before, he got that feeling, started reaching for the door. Couldn't say he did not love her anymore. Couldn't tell her he was leaving. He cut and run like a thief in the night. Cut and run, leaving her to wonder why it felt so right. Cut and run, cause he could not face the pain he had caused, or the hurt in her eyes, or the love he had lost. Cut and run. Well, she woke up next morning to an empty bed. Thought he might be working, tried to remember what he said. By the end of the day, she thought maybe he was dead. Why would he leave her? But as the days went by, the truth began to dawn. He wasn't coming back, he'd left her on her own. She blamed herself, wondered what had she done wrong. Why'd he deceive her?
and cut and run like a thief in the night. Cut and run, leaving her to wonder why it felt so right. Cut and run, cause he could not face the pain he had caused, or the hurt in her eyes, or the love he had lost. Cut and run. So the years went by, and her life went on. She dried her tears and found a new love of her own. Her heart was big enough to hope that he had grown. But glad that chapter's over. And as for him, he kept repeating what he'd done. Couldn't trust his heart and turn his house into a home. He sits at night wondering why he's so alone. Now that he's older, he cut and run like a thief in the night. Cut and run, leaving her to wonder why it felt so right. Cut and run, cause he could not face the pain he had caused, or the hurt in her eyes, or the love he had lost. Cut and run, yeah, like a thief in the night. Cut and run, leaving them all to wonder why it felt so right. Cut and run, cause he could not face the pain he had caused, or the hurt in her eyes, or the love he had lost. Cut and run.
Yeah.
Thank you very
Glad
much.
Glad we slipped that one in there. That's a great song.
Thank you so much. It's one of my favorites. I like it a lot.
All right. Cut and run.
It's actually been covered by a woman named Marthea Sides, who's a country singer, and I love it when other people sing my songs.
Yeah,
it really
that's excellent.
Is
that's a sign of success when people are covering your music.
Very exciting. Yeah, very cool.
And how did she change it?
She made it shorter. She made it a little more, and she has a very very different style of singing than I do. It's not as folky. It's more country style. Mm-hmm. So and more like pop country.
Right. But, and so just a different voice changed.
Yeah,
totally.
Different voice. Yeah. And you know, but it was pretty interesting to hear someone else sing. Yeah. It was kind of fun.
Excellent. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. We got a bunch of stuff here. We got Lost in the Music. What is Lost in the Music about?
Oh, this is a really, I really wanted to play this one off the record and not do it live because the harmony parts are awesome and the violin part is awesome. So, and Jenny Lee Obert is the fiddle player on this. This song is about being a musician, and like we talked about, we're always broke and who knows, but you always want to get comped for every show you ever go to, right? You know what I mean. You don't want to pay to go. You want to be backstage and you want to be the cool.
Especially if I interview you. I expect to be at the top of the list.
I want to be at the top of the list, and I'm like that. I'm like that. I always have been like that. And I'm just, okay, it's a little industry secret. Okay, we're like that. And I started thinking about that sometimes I could get a little bit arrogant, and maybe my arrogance might get in the way of me enjoying the music. And so this song is about, I made it up. I mean, it wasn't an actual incident, but I made it up about, and because I've seen this happen and I've felt this myself. And it's that being truly, completely entranced by what you're hearing and what you're seeing. And so it's kind of a story song the way Randy Newman writes story songs. Sure. It's more like kind of a little bit chatty. But if you'll play it, and what I really enjoyed was the harmony parts. We worked hard on them, and all the girls are singing, and they're beautiful. So I hope you like it.
I was standing backstage, listening to the band, checking out the people in the crowd. Some of them were dancing, some were holding hands, Some of them were singing out loud. But one man in the middle, he was spinning round and round. Might as well been out there all alone. He was lost in the music, lost in the sound, lost in the wonder going round and round and round. Lost in the beauty, lost in the pain, lost in the music again and again and again. Song ended, he opened his eye, shook his head and grinned this little grin. He waited very patiently for the next one to start, and there he was doing it again, standing in the middle and spinning round and round. Might as well been out there all alone. He was lost in the music, lost in the sound, lost in the wonder going round and round and round, lost in the beauty, lost in the pain, lost in the music again and again and again. Started laughing, but the look on his face told me that he'd gone to some magical place. And I wanted more than anything for him to take me along. So I got off my high horse, wrote down this song. He was lost in the music, lost in the sound, lost in the wonder going round and round and round and round. Lost in the beauty, lost in the pain, lost in the music again and again. He was lost in the music, lost in the sound, lost in the wonder going round and round and round. Lost in the beauty, lost in the pain, lost in the music again and again and again.
All right, so that was Lost in the Music, Brooksy Wells. That was off Down Home Divas.
Oh, I love that song. I just love the harmony parts. I just think they're so cool. She does that one little kind of weird note in it, Lost in the Music, again and again, and she does this weird little note, and I'm like, oh, I love her. That's so great. Well, I was going to do another cover. And in case people don't know what a cover means, it means when you sing someone else's song that isn't your own. In the olden days, when I first came up in the music business in New York, I was signed with Chapel Music, and they were just starting to do singer-songwriters. You know, Carole King, James Taylor were coming up. And prior to that, you were a songwriter. Like, Carole King was a songwriter, and she wrote The Locomotion, and another band did it.
Right.
She wasn't the singer. So in the old days, it used to all be like that. And then it started to kind of mix together. And so that you could...
sing your own songs.
You could sing your own songs. And also, but people, the expectation of the vocal was different. It wasn't like a real polished vocal. It was more personal. So mm-hmm. the song became more personal. Mm-hmm. Well, one of my favorite songwriters coming up is Rodney Crowell, who's still performing. And he just did a record with Emmylou Harris, which if you can get a hold of it, it's new. It's awesome. I think they won an Emmy a Grammy. Mm-hmm. I think they won the Grammy. Awesome. But he's been one of my favorite songwriters, and he's written for all kinds of people, and everybody loves to do his songs. And the Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band did this really kind of very you know, crashing rock version of this song called Blame It on Midnight. And I, again, it's one of those ones that you just, when a girl sings it, it's just a completely different song. Mm-hmm. So this is called Blame It on Midnight.
Till you've been beside a man, don't know what he wants, don't know if he cries at night, don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Till you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man can lose his head. Angels open up the door, put devils fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go. Oh, why don't you blame it on midnight? Ooh, shame on the moon. Oh, blame it on midnight. Shame on the moon. Everywhere they're all around, there's comfort in the crowd, strangers' faces all abound, laughing right out loud. Hey, watch where you're going, shed light on all toes, till you've been beside a man, you don't know who he knows. And oh, blame it on midnight. Ooh, shame on the moon. Oh, blame it on midnight. Ooh, shame on the moon.
Are you sure you didn't write that song?
I didn't ask Rodney. Oh, no. I wouldn't take credit for Rodney. I
love it.
Awesome.
I love it. It just comes straight from your soul, yeah, though. I really think
well,
that you...
Well, you know, he was married to Roseanne Cash. Did you know that?
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He was married to Roseanne, and that boy
But you've
write.
Owned it. You've really embodied that song.
Well,
like,
thank
you
so much.
It. Yeah,
thank
I love
so
that
much.
Version of it.
So glad.
All right. I am going to quickly breeze through our last public service announcement. This is a very tricky announcement. When I do this, it really confuses people. So I just want to clarify this up front. This announcement is not about the middle bridge. So we have three bridges that go from Portsmouth to Kittery, Kittery to Portsmouth. And this announcement is not about the middle bridge. What this announcement's about is the middle road bridge, which is when you're going down middle road, there's this itty bitty bridge that connects one part of middle road to another part of middle road. Okay, so don't call me in a panic. This is just that itty-bitty bridge. Okay. The city of Portsmouth has announced that the Middle Road Bridge is closed to through traffic for the demolition of the existing structure. The replacement bridge will take approximately 1 year to complete. A signed detour will direct drivers to use Peverly Hill, Morona, and Lafayette Roads during the closure. Drivers should anticipate periodic traffic shifts and night work on the Route 1 bypass. Uniformed officers and flaggers will guide motorists through the work zone. Drivers approaching from Interstate 95 northbound will be asked to use exits 5, 6, or 7 to avoid the construction. And if you have an item of interest you'd like us to include in our community calendar, you can go to our website, wscafm.org, for guidelines and information, and then email us at calendar@wscafm.org. Okay. All right, back to Brixie Wells.
Hi.
Hey. Mm-hmm. You've got some Down South Blues. Now, this I'm going to play from your album. Now, I'm thinking this must be about the South.
It is. Well, actually, this is the only song on the record that I didn't write by myself. This was written, the lyric was written by my cousin, Callan Wells. That's with a C. And she's a young graduate student at the University of Georgia. And she's a poet and just wonderful poet. And she had written this poem called Down South Blues. And her mother and I are the same age, and we're like best friends, cousins. And my son was there, and Callan and my son John are the same age. And John and sat down with a guitar, and I sat down with a lyric, and we, the three of us, came up with this song and recorded it, and we decided to put it on the record. And so I was very thrilled to have my son and my young cousin on the record with me as writers. My son is in a band called Arizona Lights. They're out in Philadelphia, and quite a wonderful band. They've been winning awards and stuff. He's also a physicist. He's at getting his PhD in physics at Drexel University, but his band Arizona Lights is in Philly, and they got a lot of harmonies. They're kind of awesome. He's a drummer. You'll love them. But anyway, this is a song that the three of us wrote together, so I hope you all like it.
Down South Blues, unexpected news, and I can't get with you, pretty baby, you know I can't get with you. I got hitched to the city, hot and wet Georgia City.
To the struggling pollen, spewing city.
Got hitched to the city, hot and wet Georgia City.
You sent off north to Yankee Town. Don't like the way they're talking sounds. And I'm hitched to this here devil's drumming, mama loving town. Can't get with you, pretty baby, you know I can't get with you.
I got hitched to the city, hot, wet Georgia City.
Judy struggling, pollen, spewing city.
Got hitched to the city, hot, wet Georgia City.
You can write all your love to me, just send it to this city, belong to me. Come down south now, honey, you can't get with me. Down south blues. Down south pound of blues. I can't get with you, pretty baby. You know I can't get with you. City, hot, wet Georgia City.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hitched to the city, hot, wet Georgia City. Atlanta bound.
Hitched to the city, hot, wet Georgia City.
Atlanta bound.
All right, so that was some Down South blues. I hope you appreciated that here, Seacoast area. We've got Dixie Wells, and she is a Southern transplant to the Seacoast, and she's playing with us now. We've recruited her, and she's out there. She is live with me today. And if you're hearing some of the music, you're like, I wish I'd caught the whole show, you can do that. This show will be on iTunes. I think this particular show is going up on Thursday. But you can get on our website, wscafm.org, and go archives and hourlies. And you can scroll around through this past hour. She actually began at 1. You can scroll around. It's in military time. So at 1,300 hours and then at 1,400 hours. And you can hear all the different songs and just stories that that we've been talking about today.
And I do tell a story.
All right. All right. We got another song. Now, this is another song from Down Home Divas. It's actually the last song on the album. And
this is like a bonus track.
I love it.
And it's what it is there was a Unitarian minister named Reverend Forrest Church who had written a book, and he has a mantra, which is, want what you have, be who you are, do what you can. And my sister is a Unitarian minister out in Bainbridge Island, and she had written a sermon about this, and I was quite moved by it, so I wrote a song. And I wrote the song, and I sent it up to Reverend Forrest Church. And he was dying of cancer, and he received the song the day that he went to hospice. And he wrote me this beautiful email. He passed away a few weeks later, but he wrote me this beautiful email that said, sometimes you have to hear your own words in a different form to be able to actually hear yourself. And so this song was inspired by the Reverend Forrest Church. You can buy his books. He was a wonderful author and very inspirational dude. He certainly inspired me to write this. And I have 50 first, second, and third graders from the Montessori School of McLean in Virginia singing back up, if you would, singing along with me. So they're all little guys, 6, 7, and 8 years old. And it was really fun making this track. So it's just me and them.
Life has a way of getting out of hand. Weight of the world can pull you down. Hard to keep on trying, hard to understand, with hurt and injustice all around. There's a simple answer, it's sometimes hard to see. I'll share the secret with you just like it was shared with me. If you want peace, if you want peace, you have to want what you have. If you want love, if you want love, you have to be who you are. If you want life, if you want life, you have to do what you can. The answer is in your hands. When everything you touch begins to feel like fire, you can't hardly make it through the night. Step back from the center and get out of your own way, and the fire becomes your warmth and your light. Such a simple answer, yet oh so hard to see. I'll share the wisdom with you just like it was shared with me. If you want peace, if you want peace, you have to want what you have. If you want love, if you want love, you have to be who you are. If you want life, if you want life, you have to do what you can. The answer is in your hands. Such a simple answer, though so hard to see. I'll share the secret with you, just like it was shared with me. If you want peace,
if you want peace, you have to want what you have.
If you want love,
if you want love, you have to be who you are.
If you want life,
if you want life, you have to do what you can. The answer is in your hands. Want what you have, it's in your hands. Be who you are, it's in your hands. Do what you can, it's in your hands.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in and playing your beautiful music for us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, I hope to have you back someday, maybe about 6 months down the road. Probably your new album would be out by then.
Hopefully I'll have a new record.
Too, yeah. Brooksy Wells will be at Book and Bar on December 14th, and she'll be playing there live. So if you're loving what you hear and you'd like to see a live concert of it, I have experienced her live, and she's a great energy, and I think you'd really enjoy it. And that's Book and Bar, December 14th. And her brand new album, Down Home Divas, can be ordered online. You can get it at CD Baby. You can get it. Her website's actually a really good place, because that will have her performance schedule. And that is Brooksy Wells, B-R-O-O-K-S-I-E, Wells, W-E-L-L-S, BrooksyWells.com. All right.
If you want love, you have to be who you are. If you want life, if you want life, you have to do what you can. The answer is in your hands. Want what you have, it's in your hands. Be who you are, it's in your hands. Do what you can, yeah, it's in your hands.
Hey, this is Chris Griner of Northern. And-